Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 tribes consist of Native Americans, African Americans, and Latino Americans, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. So we normally do our show every morning, 11 o'clock to 11:45. We've been gone for a while only because of the circumstances and dealing with different things and family death and, you know, going through a lot. This is what we go through at the end of this age that we're living in.
Yeah.
So we thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and Mother for giving us another opportunity to come back and restart to do our Blog Talk Radio shows. It's all through their grace and mercy that we're able to do this. So before we get into it, I want to mention some of the ministries that we have. We do have, which we're doing now in the Blog Talk Radio show. We have a book buying ministry. We have also anybody in need of a Nag Hammadi. You can go to Rodolph. You can go to dodaman@aol.com or Dear Bay Israel and just leave your name in the box and, you know, we'll get back with you with the Nag Hammadi. Also, my brother, Adir, does his videos on Saturday afternoons, and you can check out his videos on Saturday afternoon. My brother Chase and brother Benaya, they have videos, which all is on YouTube. You can check each one of them out on YouTube, and they does a video on YouTube. And it's all in our, when you go to our scriptures, you can see it. All their names, Chase, Benaya, Adir, and our Blog Talk Radio show is all under the description, so you can see everything. I want to mention also we have a food pantry named after my mother, which is the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry, my belated mother. And you can go and to dodaman@aol.com or adirbayisrael@gmail.com and leave your name, number, and we will get back to you. And also, we have a number you can call us on, which is 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. So, again, I just want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, our Mother, Messiah, and our Lord Metatron for giving us an opportunity to come back and do our Blog Talk Radio show. So today, we got a very, very good topic. And today's topic is called Israel's Second Exodus. Mm-hmm. Israel's Second Exodus. As we all know, as children of the Eternal Heavenly Father and Mother, that we live in these last moments, whereas though we can see all the signs that Israel is ready to come out of this wicked system that we're living in. You know, coming out of this deep sleep of an illusion that we are living. So we can see all the signs from the blood moons, from many other signs. So that just now we just had that horrific, terrible typhoon or hurricane that just hit the state of Florida. So we can see all the signs that the Father Mother is showing us. So we know it's getting ready for is soon our Exodus, our second Exodus. Is coming. Now, I want to give our first scripture that's coming from Genesis 15, 13, and 14. That's again Genesis 15, 13, and 14. And this is what it reads. And he said unto Abraham, know of a security, know that it's a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great sustenance. So that's letting us know, after our 400 years of serving these wicked nations,
mm-hmm.
you see, our nation serving them, what it tell us? Father is going to judge them, the ones that we had to serve. Now, I want to also add to this. Now, we're talking about two. I meant to say this. It's going to be two Exodus, one for our nation and one for light brothers and sisters. But I'm going to deal with our nation first, and then I'm going to save the best for last. And I'll go into the light brothers' Exodus. So, as I said, you see, the Father said, afterwards he shall come out, and they shall come out with great sustenance. Our nation, just like when they was in Egypt, and they was under Pharaoh. When they left, they took the spoils of Egypt, gold, you know, silver, myrrh, everything, cinnamon. They took everything that was in Egypt and left with it. That's why the Father say, and we should come out with great substance. You see? So history repeating itself. We was in the first Egypt. Now we in the second Egypt. Now we're going to be coming out of that Exodus, this second Egypt that we in now. So that's my first, that's the first scripture with Genesis. Now I was going to go into my section, my second scripture at Exodus 12:23, King James Version. Now listen what this reads, Exodus 12:23, King James Version. It says, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. All right. Now, this is very interesting. Now, we know what happened. They put the blood at the lintel at the top of the door. And when the angel of death came through, which was led down from the ship, the destroyer, you know, from Metatron ship, and it killed every firstborn in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about this here is that, see, a lot of people, you know, well, the Egyptians at that time, you know, they didn't do that. You see, it just show you the difference between our nation, who the Father loved,
mm-hmm.
and those Egyptians, the other nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that angel of death came down, it didn't touch not one of our people, not one. But the firstborn of the Egyptians, it killed every last
right,
one of them.
Right.
So,
right. Let me say something, Adolfo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me say something. You know, they mess with our technology. Let me say something about what Adolfo talking about. I know a lot of y'all, okay, y'all heard my videos and I said, we the true Egyptians. And y'all get confused when I say that. But what I'm saying is we are the true Egyptians, the first Egypt, not the second. When you read it in Nag Hammadi, it say the divinity of the true Egyptians that left from Atlantis to Egypt, the first Egypt, it say fake Egyptians shall take over Egypt. So that's talking about when Asclepius was talking to Thofar Enoch, and he said the divinity has went back upwards because fake Egyptians shall take over Egypt. That's why the Egyptians was judged, because I know y'all be like, man, well, how are the Egyptians? The Egyptians got their butt whooped. You know what I'm saying? Because just like in China, just like in London, England, and Scotland, just like in South America, North America, all the Asian world, when I say China, just like the Middle East, which is Egypt, so we already know about that. Just like in Americas, every land on this earth we own, but the fake people took it over. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's talking about when they say, when you say Israel, is ISIS, R-A, Ra, and E-L-L. You know what I'm saying? So even that tell you that you are Egyptians. So when he says, when he talk about the Egyptians, he talk about the first Egypt, not the second one. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother, for the clarity on that. Even in the scriptures, in Genesis, it says they hide themselves right. in the tents of Shem.
Right.
So we still Shemites,
right.
but they hide themselves
right.
and pretending
right.
to be us.
Exactly.
You see, same thing. The Egyptian, the second Egyptians
right.
was the second Egyptians.
Right.
They hid themselves to be
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
You see, that's why the scriptures say they hide themselves in the tents of Shem.
Right.
They But you notice they say they Jewish.
Right.
They not Jews. They Jewish. We Jews, original Jews. They Jewish. You see.
Hey, look. Hey, I'm laughing because Adolph is right. All throughout our existence, everybody was hid themselves within us. Act like they was us.
Right. Right. So that's why I'm glad the brother did clear that up because see. You know, we're not here to confuse us, but we
right.
want to explain to you how it happened,
right.
you know, how this transpired, you
right.
see. So, okay, now I'm going to go into our next scripture. Again, if anybody want to call us, you can call us. Our number is 845-241-9966. Now, check this out. As we get deeper, it's going to get deeper.
Mm-hmm.
In the Wisdom of Solomon 5:2, now listen to this. It says, when you see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation. So far beyond that, they look for, okay, what do that mean? What exactly am I talking about? Okay, in Egypt, when we was leaving in our second Exodus, We had help from the destroyer. The same thing that was destroying the Egyptians was helping us and protecting us from the Egyptians. So that's why it says the strangeness of Israel's salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning though, see, to over, this is a mystery. And this is why we're explaining it. See, the mystery was, Nibiru, Planet X, Messiah's government, call it as you will, the destroyer, Planet Hell, that is what's going to help Israel again.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Eternal Heavenly Father never changed. So we know that every 26,000 years it comes around,
mm-hmm.
and it's time for it to come around again,
yes.
so we can exit Egypt again. So when we seen that flame of fire coming down from the sky and
right.
holding off the Egyptians, who you think that was?
Right.
That was Planet X, Nibiru,
mm-hmm.
the destroyer. The destroyer is intelligent. It knows who we are as
right.
a people.
Right.
So it knows to protect us, and it will protect us again. You see? No different. You see? So... You know, that's why you got to read the other pseudepigrapha books.
Yes.
You can't be stuck in just the Bible or you know, the Apocrypha. You have to read other books.
Yes.
It helps it all to make sense. So, and that was from the Wisdom of Solomon. Okay. I'm going to go into our next scripture. Now, this is coming out of Deuteronomy 26:4. Deuteronomy 26:4. And listen what it reads. And he have brought us into the place and have given us the land, ever a land that flowed with milk and honey. Okay, see, now we left Egypt. The father mother has brought us into a land that's ours, that's flowing with milk and honey. We left Egypt. We
right.
went into a land that was given to us from the Heavenly Father, which was flowing with milk and honey, where we can prosper. Same thing is coming. You know, same Exodus.
Right.
You know, so now I'm about to get into Light Brother's second Exodus after this. That's for our nation. Okay? Now, see, it's going to be two things happening at the same time. There's actually two Exodus. And now I'm going to get into Light Brothers and Light Sisters Exodus as we going As they were going through theirs, we about to go through our exodus right along with our nation. Now, check this out. Now, if you open now, if anybody had the keys of Enoch, I'm coming out of the keys of Enoch, page 321, verse 1. Again, the keys of Enoch, 321, verse 1. And listen to what this says. Now, this is light, and I'll break it down to you. Okay, Keys of Enoch, page 321, verse 1. And it reads, the key number 16 is speaking of a greater unity. Mm-hmm. We will share with many universes when we begin to use the crystal tongues exactly. of living fire exactly. to achieve even greater knowledge beyond what we can be achieved by contemporary radio physics and radio astronomy and communications. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is that telling us? It's telling us when they talk about greater unity will share many universe, it's speaking about light brothers evolving into other universes. You see what I'm saying? And it speaks about, it said, crystal tongues of living fire. Mm-hmm. You see, crystal tongues of living fire. Now, do you ever see, like, I think it's in the picture where you see this, like, sword coming out Messiah's mouth. You see, I'm using it as they show the sword. But, you know, when light brothers transition, when we transition, our words actually become like living fire. You see, this is why it's telling you this. Now, this is part of our exodus. It's part of our transformation. You see, light brothers and light sisters, you see. And it says radio physics and radio astronomy. When you're talking about radio physics, you're talking about waves.
Exactly.
You're talking about waves that's in the universe. It's a physics. It's a science that we're going to inherit. We're going to know about radio waves on our transformation.
Right.
Also, radio astronomy and communications. The reason why you talk about radio waves, radio communications, radio astronomy, because light brothers is going to have the capability of talking to other species and dealing with other species on higher levels.
Exactly.
That's why it's see, this is all part of our second exodus. See, it's going to be a lot of things occurring with our nation and with light brothers. Now, I spoke about our nation first. Now, speaking about light brothers and light sisters, second exodus, and how they're going to form into these, you know, super beings,
yeah.
if you want to call it that. Okay. Now, I'm going to take us to the next scripture. It's coming out of the Keys of Enoch, page 321, verse 5. Listen to this. 321, verse 5. It says, however, the radio astronomers will begin to discover an anti-gravity set of crystallized particles by using the improved radio synthesis having ultraviolet sensitivity. The control these sets will help establish more universal communication systems in the intergalactic mediums. What? Now, let me break this down in layman's term. When you're speaking about going into different universes, different universes, you got different gravities, you got different,
yeah.
which means we will also overstand the weights and measurements of so we'll be able to transform ourselves, whatever universe we in, whatever galaxy we in, we'll know the weights and measurements to become that so we can exist in that galaxy or universe that we in. You see, that's why it said improved radio synthesis. You see? have an ultraviolet sensitivity, you know, because we're going to have all these special powers, you see, to do these certain things, you see, and this is all part of Light Brothers and Sisters' second accident.
Exactly.
It's also in intergalactic mediums.
Exactly.
Why would you need an intergalactic medium?
Exactly.
That means because you're going to be dealing with intergalactic beings. So you will have to know how to communicate with and be on a certain wavelength and communicate with these intergalactic beings.
Exactly. Now, let me say something, Adolph. Now, to add to what my brother just said is this. I already told y'all that we're going to be moving to a higher dimension.
Mm-hmm.
When we move to the fourth dimension, we're going to instantly, because you know when we went to the third dimension, we was cut off spiritually from the third eye in that spiritual language or language of letters of fire. We couldn't use that. So what he's saying is we're going to move to a higher dimension, the fourth dimension, and going towards the fifth dimension. We'll be reactivated with the Almighty because we'll be connected with our Christ over self. Thus, you can communicate with other, your brothers and sisters, the angels, all that stuff like that. You can connect it back to the Almighty. So that's what he means by different media, frequency, sounds,
yeah,
high vibration, language you never heard before, because you'd be connected back to your Christ over self, which you'll go into training, and then you'll become higher beings that do great work. Like Christ said, great work that I have done it even better. Now, I'm going to read something real fast out of the Keys of Enoch with my brother reading out of the day to show you that when we talk about a Garthier or the secret place in the Bible that is talking about the underworld, what they tell you is hell. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I want to go down to hell down there. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no damn hell. That's your hell. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm in the Keys of Enoch on page 554, so you can read this yourself. And it's verse 110. It says, these were joined with the rebellious sons of the earth who gathered together to make war against the sons of light, so that they came together to fight against us. But look where we're going to come from. It says, from the sons of light, it says, the sons of light who came from the heavens and out of the oceans on the east and west coast and borders of the land of anti-America. So what the anti-America just mean America.
Mm-hmm.
And anti is talking about the underworld. You know what I'm saying? So we got help in the Garthian. When Rudolph said in the precept right here, read this real fast. When Rudolph said, Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, I'm going to go to verse 2, it say, when they see it, they shall be troubled when with terror, fear, and shall be amazed at the strangers of our salvation. See, they're going to go crazy when they see these dang spaceships, the chariots of Israel, when they see the earth open up in the Garthia, and they see the dang aliens and ships come out of the ground, who Admiral Byrd told y'all about already, and when the sky opened up, the veil, you know what I'm saying, and the bureau and that army come through, it's going to be a terrible day for the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get back to adults.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's talking about when he said all these amazing things. Stop thinking on the third dimensional level.
Right.
You will never get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, bro. Thank you, brother. That was well said. And see, we trying to open your mind to what's going to, because it's going to be a lot. It's not just like you watch the Ten Commandments and they went through the Exodus and that's it. No. That is so watered down to what's going to be. It's going to be certain things. That's why I broke this up in two parts.
Right.
And I gave you the carnal part.
Right.
Now I'm giving you the spiritual and carnal things that's going to be happening to light brothers and light sisters.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Because there's actually true Exodus.
Right.
I said Israel's second Exodus because it's a second Exodus from the last prior time, but there's two Exoduses that's happening.
Right.
You see, even our nation is going to be transformed,
right,
and us.
Right.
You see, so now I'm reading Light Brothers and Light Sisters transformation right. into the second exodus.
Right.
As Brother Deere just told you, we go into higher realms,
right.
fourth dimension, right. fifth dimension.
Right.
So there's got to be a transformation.
Right.
You see?
Right. And also what he's saying too is this. Some of us, like Rodolph said before, he said it many times. Some of us, when the veil opened up, we're going to go up with mm-hmm. some of the, because we got other special missions.
Yes.
But a Agarthia under the earth, open up, the ocean's going to open up underground. And a lot of people are going there in places of protection. And they're going to be down there. So if we're going to be going up, down, all over the damn place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the standards of our salvation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because even light brothers and light sisters, we're not all going, we'll be going to separate places
yeah.
and do separate things
right.
because you got to understand, it is not, listen, it is going to be a lot of current
yes.
and we're going to have
yeah.
to be in different places
yeah.
at different times, at different spaces,
yeah.
but we'll all be communicating.
Yeah.
We'll be all communicating,
yeah.
but it's going to, because this is a great event
yeah.
that's taking place.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, it's not like a little thing, like,
yeah.
And then that's it. No,
yeah. Yeah.
it's way beyond your imagination.
Yeah.
This is why we go into this, these hidden mysteries, because these are mysteries.
Right.
You know, you're thinking of just one Exodus, and
right.
there's two of them,
right.
you see.
Right.
So let me get back. I want to read the Keys of Enoch, page 330, verse 6. Did I read? Oh, verse 6, yes. And the keys, now listen to this.
What page again?
Keys of Enoch, 330, verse 6. Now check this out. It says, Enoch speaks of this time as a time of the bringing of great spiritual gifts of prophecies, new science, gifts of creation, discoveries of all the keys which will unlock the scientific records which contain information on how this happens before and how there exist cycles of eternal renewal. That is to prepare man for the space-time overlap for the coming of the seraphim and the brotherhoods of light who will help the righteous lay the new foundation for the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you over? Now, I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to break it down kind of quick only because of the time sake, but listen to this. When Enoch talking about bringing great spiritual gifts, that's exactly what he means. Light brothers and sisters will have these spiritual gifts to, that's going to be given to them to help our nation to do what we need to do to help them to get to different points, even to protect them if need be. You see, it's going to be gifts, special gifts. And they say new science, new gifts of creation, because they new sciences that we didn't have in this third dimension that's going to be given to us as we going into this fourth dimension. There have to be new sciences that we have to learn, well, in our nation, that we will teach them these sciences because they don't know these sciences that's going to be needed to survive in the fourth and fifth dimension. That's, you know, that, and that's why I say, you know, it's a lot of things that's occurring. And then it says also, all the keys will be unlocked, the scientific records which contain the information. Okay, I'm going to stop there because, see, all the information that was put when the Anunnaki first came on this earth, there was a lot of things in our records and stuff that had to be hidden because the wicked came down, the fallen came down, they couldn't have that information. So the Heavenly Father hid it from them.
Yeah.
But Enoch said, as Enoch said, all of this stuff is going to be revealed now. It's not going to be hidden no more. It's going to be given to the chosen children so they can use these different science and different things to make the earth better. You see? So all of this is happening at the second, you know, the second Exodus. And then that's why it reads, it says, this is to prepare man for the space overlap for the coming of the seraphim and the brotherhoods of light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're speaking about the seraphim, you're thinking about the angels, and the brotherhoods of light are the other angels that actually help us light brothers and sisters, that this information is processed through them, mm-hmm. through the angels, through the brotherhoods of light, which is the angels too, you know, but it's an organization of them, not just one. Many of them, you see what I'm saying? So they're going to be coming down to help us and our nation, you know, because they're the ones helping, giving us our spiritual powers. You see, through the Father, Mother, through Messiah, through Metatron, you know, we even go, like I always do, we go to Archangels. We're going to learn from the high, which they call the Elohim angels, hierarchy angels. So, and then at the end, it says, light who will help the righteous lay the new foundations for the new earth, because see, there is going to be a new earth. So you have to learn all these different sciences, all these different things to function in a new earth, you see. And this is all part of light, brothers and sisters, second Exodus, and our nation's second Exodus. You see, a lot occurring, a lot occurring.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to add something to what he just said too. Now remember this, when it say, this got multiple meanings, what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say a little bit. Now, when they say a new heaven and a new earth, basically, it's the separation of the physical and the spiritual realm. You know what I'm saying? Some people going to be in a heavenly flesh where they can exist on the fourth realm. Some people on the third realm going to be on the earth, because like we said before, Benaiah, earth. One earth going to move out the way and another earth going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And new life going to be put on that earth, the third dimension again. Because like I told you, it's always a process of evolution on every realm. You know what I'm saying? The people in the second dimension move to the third dimension. People in the third dimension move to the fourth dimension. You know what I'm saying? And so forth, so forth, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Every level of creation is moving into a higher evolutionary cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it always tells you that, nigga, your tie behind ain't only one the Most High coming to get. You ain't that special, nigga. That's why we always say, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, it's like that's why, see, they don't never teach you about the secrets of the beehive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beehive. Every level of creation is going to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother said, new heaven and new earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much, much deeper than that. But right. I ain't going to get into that. I'll let my brother take over.
Right, for the sake of time. That's why I'm trying to, you know, nip it, because the time is steady moving. Now, check this out. Now, this next scripture is going to define exactly what I mean and what I'm talking about.
Right.
Now, listen to this. The Keys of Enoch, page 330, verse 8. Two Exodus, two things happening at the same time. Keys of Enoch, verse 8. Page 330, and listen what it reads. The younger souls of the faithful who survived the old program, the younger souls of the faithful who survived the old programs will become physical seeds of the Christ, people upon the planet. The faithful who are already initiated in the many gifts will be taken to other planets. This will come to pass only after the unrighteous are removed from the face of the earth. At that time, the earth will be in a new electromagnetic, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Now, do you see when it speaks about younger souls of the faithful survive, talking about our nation.
Immadol.
Uh-huh.
Read down to where it says when they get initiated. Go back to the top.
Mm-hmm.
When you said initiated.
Okay. Let's see. Here it is. The faithful who are already initiated.
Okay. Now, I wanted to say this right here about Dr. Dolph talking about. Keep your thought.
Go ahead.
That's what I keep trying to tell y'all over and over and over again. Christ was initiating.
Yes.
We are the true Masons.
Yes.
We are the true sons of God, my son, Mason. You know what I'm saying? You must be initiated into the new gifts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Christ is telling. That's why. That's what the Mount of Olives is all about. Mm-hmm. Down in Agarthia, where you get initiated at. You know what I'm saying? Y'all right here tripping to my all the third degree. This amazing day, the devil. Now that's your stuff. They done stole. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, brother.
Right, brother. Thank you, because that, you know, is proving a point exactly what I'm about to tie into anyway. You see, like you have, it considered our people, our nation, a physical seed of Christ.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah.
You see, but when it says initiate, it says the faithful who are already initiated into the many gifts.
Right.
Talk about like brothers and like sisters.
Right.
We were already initiated to do what we're going to do. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I said it ties in right along with my brother's talking about, because every like brother and sister, that's why Messiah said, I come from the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Right.
He was initiated into Melchizedek.
And he was a 33rd degree.
Right.
Didn't he die at 33? Didn't he die at 33? The Masons go to 33rd degree.
Right.
Y'all is terrible.
Right. You see, it's an initiation that happens already for light brothers and light sisters. We was already initiated. That's why we got those gifts.
Yeah.
It's telling.
Yeah. It's the gifts we get initiated.
Yeah. It says, into the many gifts.
Yes.
We'll be taken into other planets. Because some of the light brothers and sisters, we're going to other planets, worlds, and galaxies.
Right.
Some of the light brothers are remain here on the earth to teach the chosen children.
Here. Right.
Yeah. But they all have different things and jobs that they want to do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now, eventually, the light brothers will probably go into different worlds and different places too. But
we will.
Right. No. I'm talking about like, because some will stay down and teach the chosen children.
Like their mission has changed. Yeah.
We see, but some of us, we're gonna leave. That means it's time for us to go. You know, we did what we were supposed to do down here. Now that mission is complete.
Right.
So we evolve into the next higher, you know, mission that we have to do.
And that's also why, like Rodolph was saying, how when you bring your flesh, your physical body, together with your spiritual body, that's why you're taking the dark matter with you, the carbon.
Right.
Because when you go to another physical world, you got to manifest the body. So if you ain't got no damn carbon with you, how you going to manifest a physical body going that world?
That's a lot of
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why the yin and the yang is black and white, because you're going to take that carbon with you, with your spiritual consciousness self too.
Right.
And then liberate it to make it do whatever it do, to go into another world and make a body. Like say you go to a world and it look like ants. Then you got to make a body look like ants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Coming to their realm.
That's why it look like the dark is following the light and the light is following the dark.
Yeah.
It stays together. It never leaves.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get to our last scripture coming from the Keys of Enoch. It's from page 330. 9 and 10. Now, listen to this. This is going to sum it up. Keys of Enoch, 330, 9 and 10. Now, listen to this. It says, at that time, all conditions will be ripe for the Bene Or to bring forth the government, man, God, as a council of light set upon the face of the earth. In the land of the ancient days, the great land of the West, the new government will rule through a council of light made up of the righteous leaders of all nations in conjunction with the galactic council of light.
Yes.
The false masculine priesthood who have denied the many gifts of the Holy Spirit will be overthrown by the children of light.
Right.
Who will raise their right arms, which will become the golden staff of light, exercising great leadership on the planet.
Yes.
The faithful will be of one song and gladness, for there will be no longer any religion or science of Babylon. Infinite solar cosmologies will be overthrown.
Right. And when he said real fast, when he said under one song, he talking about one knowledge.
Yes. One government, mm-hmm. Messiah's government. One nation, mm-hmm. Messiah's nation. Mm-hmm. You see, all of this, because that's why it says, but important for light brothers and sisters. You see, very important. You are going to be the one that have your golden staff and rule with Messiah and help our nation to become that one nation again. You are going to be the ones, light brothers and sisters, teaching our nation these things. You see what I'm saying? I just read it to you. It told you. You see, it says Holy Spirit with many gifts of Holy Spirit will be overthrown by the children of light. Mm-hmm. That's you, brothers and sisters. You are considered children of light, sons of light, daughters of light. That's you. And it's telling you, we're going to overthrow the archons, mm-hmm. you see, because right now the archons is ruling over our nation and ruling over the whole world.
Yes.
But we're going to overthrow them. That's why you said, that's why when my brother said, oh, it's not just one Christ.
Right.
It's going to be many of us because we are in our big brother's image.
Yes.
And we are him.
Yes.
So that's why it says that we will become, you know, we will we'll have raised our right arms with which will become golden staffs mm-hmm. of light mm-hmm. exercising great leadership mm-hmm. on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Not just one Messiah, many of them, 144,000 of them.
Yes.
You see?
Yes. And also, too, like I said, remember prior before we came into this truth, he used to say the 144 will sing that song, the song that, I know it said only the 144 would know the song. Remember that right there? We used to read that back in the day when we was reading the Bible. We didn't know the light before we woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When it said only the 144 would know that song, that song, because I remember myself when I was young, I heard that. I told you, I said, God, because I was asleep then. I said, can I know that song? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what it meant then. But what it's saying is, like what Dolph just read, the God-man shall sing that song. That's talking about the knowledge of the upper eons. That's why I said, man, God will sing that song. That's talking about the knowledge of the one folk folk.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And look, real fast, that's why Rudolph say we know the language. We know we hear that language.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song they're talking about.
Yep. Man, when they say man God, it means man God. Counsels of light.
Yes, 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 yes.
When they say God, what's that?
Yes, yes,
God.
Yes,
man God.
Yes,
you.
Yes,
you light brothers and sisters. Man God.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
That's
and that's why we tell y'all to get the keys of Enoch.
Right. Because the keys of Enoch is a bigger slice of the pie that helps the Bible, that helps you understand the Bible more. See, the Bible can be understood, but you need the other pseudepigraphal books to tie in. Precept upon precept, line upon line. But that's with other books that ties in to the Bible, you see. And, you know. But anyway, you know, this was a real, I thank the eternal heavenly Father and Mother for giving Brother Dear myself another opportunity mm-hmm. to minister to our nation and to minister to our brothers and sisters to help them to get an understanding of the eternal light that's mm-hmm. out there, that comes through our Father and Mother.
And you also see, what you're about to become.
And also,
your
Christ over self.
Yeah.
You know, because any way you cut the pie, any way you slice the pie,
mm-hmm.
we will become as our big brother, Christ, Messiah. We're going to become as he is.
Yes.
We follow his footsteps.
Yes.
That's why I say Messiah sets the bar, and we climb it right behind him.
Yes.
You see, he sets the bar for light brothers and sisters and our nation.
Yes.
No separation.
Yes.
The only thing separate is that we have a greater inheritance than our nation.
Right. And now you see why everybody won't be Shem.
Right.
Now you see why everybody claimed they Shem.
Right.
My brother just told you what we're going to be.
Right. But anyway, we want to thank you. We want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and Mother for giving us this opportunity to minister to our nation. And if it's the Divine Mother, Father, we'll be back next week to do it again. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And I want to say peace be unto you. Shalom, brothers and sisters.
And then you repeat, shalom. And like we were saying, Shem are Negroes. Put that out there. Shem, they Negroes. You know what I'm saying? Just want to let y'all know the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Everybody want to be Shem. You know what I'm saying? If I want Shem, I want to be Shem too.
Wouldn't you?